Chi High Softball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Cook Chiropractic Center, the Chippewa Manor, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, Grace Home Respiratory, Hy-Vee, by Lakeland University, Northwestern Bank, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, Provea Health, Quality Propane and Quality Fuels, Royal Credit Union, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, and by Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
W-O-G-O, go Cards, your sports station.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson and Tammy Sloviak, as we get set to bring you Chi High and New Richmond. And Tammy, Chi High number one in the conference, New Richmond second place, but New Richmond's gotten back their ace pitcher Kennedy Yoakum in recent weeks, and they're a much different team.
They are a much different team, and there's a lot of respect that the Cardinals have for New Richmond, and they know that they're going to have to show up and play, which is why we're here to play the game.
New Richmond getting a 2-0 win over Marshfield the other day, but during the season when they faced the Cardinals, don't be fooled by Chippewa winning that 14-0 game at New Richmond and then 2 days later winning 12-2. It's a much different story, as we'll hear from Lindsey Knutson, the head coach of New Richmond, shortly. Fact is that Brooklyn, who had been the pitcher in the absence of Yoakum that we'll see today, she goes to center field, so they not only get their better pitcher, but they get their better outfielder.
Right, right. So they're putting out, they're going to field their best, put out their best defense.
Right.
So that'll benefit them. It could be a completely different game.
Right, and Yoakum, a junior, as is Lakin McKeithrin, the pitcher for Chi High. But for this Cardinal team, as much as Lakin has been relied on this year to step up and fill that hurler position, I mean, so many different aspects to girls softball, but the hitting really stands out for the Cards.
It does stand out for them. They're an offensive force, and I know going into this season and talking to both co-coaches Sakura and Faraday that they expected that. They expected that this would be a strong offensive team, which is a great support for McKeithrin.
So it should be a good one here this afternoon. Girls Division One Regional Final at the same time. My buddy Caleb Swenson on the other diamond and Jason here at Casper on Max TV. He's giving a call to Emmanuel Lutheran and the Max, hoping for a double win. We'll see what happens. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back and hear from Lindsey Knutson, head coach of New Richmond. Later, Jared Faraday of the Cards. As we get ready for softball, Girls Division One Regional Final action from Casper on WOGO Sports.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
If you're searching for the best Chinese food in town, look no further than the Hai Chai Department at your Eau Claire Hy-Vee. Fresh rolled sushi every day, delicious poke bowls, tasty appetizers, crab rangoon dip, hibachi grill, and so much more. Why go anywhere else? Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department is open 11 to 8 daily for lunch, supper, and anytime that craving strikes. Authentic Asian cuisine every day. It's the Hai Chai Department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com. Lindsey Knutson, head coach here of New Richmond, as they come in to face Chihai in this Division I regional final. Coach, first off, congrats on a great season and a win over Marshfield.
Yeah, thank you. It was a good game for us, for both teams, honestly. Pitching was really good for both teams. Defense was really good. We just were able to string together some hits, so ended up good for us.
Got to be great to have Kennedy back. So talk to us about the injury she had and how her time coming back has been.
Yeah, so she just had plantar fasciitis that they think turned into a sprain in the bottom of her foot. So she did a really great job of taking care of herself and making sure she was ready to come back at the end of the season for us. Having her back is a huge asset because when she's pitching, our best defense is out there too. With Brooklyn Swanepoel in center field, the girl could cover the whole outfield herself. So having her out there instead of on the mound for us is huge.
Mm. And obviously, I mean, you guys still finished second in the conference, even though she just has been back the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and nothing against Brooklyn, is a great pitcher. She gets the job done. She changes speeds well too. She can throw different pitches. So she did a great job for us in the circle this year when she was out there. But it's just even better to have her out in center field where she belongs.
Absolutely. And then, Kennedy really throws the ball hard.
She does, yep. She throws the ball hard. She spins the ball well. She's on a great summer ball team, and she's got great coaches. I mean, besides us during her summer season and stuff like that too. And she, the best part about Kennedy is she's a gamer. She goes in there and she's like, I'm going to get the job done for you.
Chihai's had a great reputation. They won the conference. They beat you during the season. Mm-hmm. But so kind of what's your team's mindset coming in?
You know, our mindset going in today is why not us, right? Chippewa's a great team. They're not untouchable. So why can't we be someone that goes in and takes one from them too? So going forward, that's just our mindset. Why not us?
Starts with pitching and defense, and then you guys are confident that you'll be able to touch McEthren at least for a little bit?
Yeah, the top of our order is fantastic. Our top two, they can bunt, they can hit for power, they can slap, all of those things. Breyer, our number three hitter, one of the best hitters in the conference, we're able to string stuff together too. So
fantastic.
I'm confident.
Coach, wish you the best. We'll talk to you, hopefully down the line.
Thank you.
Head coach Knutson of New Richmond. We'll hear from head coach Jared Faraday when we come back. It's Cardinal Countdown, getting ready for the Division I Girls Regional Finals softball from Casper Park on WOGO Sports.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chihai and McDonald softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with Natural Health Conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Jared Faraday with us on Cardinal Countdown, the co-manager of the Chihai Girls Softball Team Division I Regional Final against New Richmond. Beautiful day for softball.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, really thank you for covering the game today. It really shows the great commitment we have from community businesses and, you know, just our whole area. And our booster club's done such a great job raising money. It's just good feeling.
Another great season for the Lady Cards, topped off by that opening tournament shutout win over Memorial.
Yeah, you know, the girls have been playing well really most of the season. We're a fairly veteran club here with a lot of juniors and seniors. And, you know, that's all you can really ask for at this time of the year is to be playing well. And we know we have a really good opponent today and any game we play the rest of the way.
So New Richmond is the opponent. They finished second to you in the conference, but the junior pitcher that they throw out there today has only come back from injury in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, and she's a difference maker for sure. She was a first-team all-conference pitcher a year ago. I would argue she'll be one of the top pitchers we've seen all year, and I don't know where she's at with that injury and all that, but we certainly respect the heck out of her and know it's going to be a tough matchup.
2-0 win for them over Marshfield the other day. So.
Yeah, and you know they had a really good season. They've put together a few really good seasons in a row here. Lindsay's done a really nice job there at New Richmond, and they're a program on the rise.
Well, that whole western part of the state, right? River Falls, Hudson, I mean, New Richmond, that population number going up in a hurry.
Yeah, and you know they take advantage of having the Twin Cities very close to them for training and getting lessons and doing things over there and. So, yeah, there's a lot of talent over there.
Yeah. So what about some of the hitters on your club that you're going to be looking to try to burn through today?
Well, we've been really fortunate. I mean, one of the strengths of our team has been the lineup 1-9. We try to put pressure on the defense in all parts of the order. You know, and that starts with Kenna Johnston at the top, and it ends with Olivia Sanborn at the bottom, who really is another leadoff hitter. You know, Olivia led the conference in batting average, stolen bases, on base percentage this year, hitting ninth for us. So it just shows to the depth of our team.
And you two are throwing a junior pitcher, Lakin, out there today.
Yep, and Lakin's, you know, done a great job stepping into kind of that number one role this year with Hannah Aldrich graduating last year. And, you know, it's Lakin's time. She's been kind of behind Hannah the last couple of years, but has come in some big moments for us in those 2 years, including a sectional final as a freshman that she finished against Hudson. So Lakin's ready, and Lakin's been doing a great job all year.
Key to this game?
You know, I always say team that plays catch best wins, and I'm going to stick with that. And so I think playing good defense behind Lakin and then getting good timely two-out hitting with runners in scoring position is usually the difference.
Very good. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Head coach Jared Faraday wishing him the best here, and the Lady Cards back with more in a moment, getting closer to the first pitch, WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Lakin McKeithren and the Cards on the field as we get set to bring you Girls Division I Regional Softball on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson, Tammy Sloviak. Tammy, a former head coach of these Lady Cards back in the day. And again, here's the batting order for New Richmond. Leading off and playing center field, Brooklyn Swanepoel. Batting second, playing second base, number 9, Caitlin Swanepoel, the freshman. Batting third and catching, the sophomore, Briar Blitz. Batting fourth and playing third base, number 6, the sophomore, Ginger Lucas. Batting fifth and playing first base, number 2, Bella Belarjan. Batting sixth, the junior shortstop, number 2, Mimi Brinkman. Batting seventh, the designated player, number 8, the junior, Kylie Kiefer. Batting 8th, the right fielder, number 10, Emma Estep. And batting 9th, number 11, the junior left fielder, Maddie Gaffner. Again, for the Cards defensively, Lakin McKeithren pitching, Madison Baker the catcher, Lauren Shepard at first, Michael Burrow at second, McKenna Johnson at short, Madison Bauer at third, Basha Olson in left, Paige Steinmetz in center, and Olivia Sanborn in right field, and we're ready to go. And Brooklyn Swanepoel, the left-handed hitting center fielder against McKeithren. And we're underway. First pitch. And she attempts a bunt and fouls it off for strike one. Well, the coach Knutson had said, very confident in terms of the top part of that order and talking about some of these hitters, Tammy can bunt or do whatever they need to.
Right, she said to just kind of be paying attention here for everything. It looks like the defense was on their toes and ready for anything here already as she squared to bunt.
0-1 pitcher McKeithren. Ball low, 1-1. Just underway, got the best PA announcer in the business, Dave Hansen, to our right. Good to be sharing a booth with him. And the best athletic director in the business, Mike Thompson. So it's just a great, great booth. And I know how to, you know, what side my the bread is buttered on, right? So... 1-1 pitch. there's a ball gets away, and that's going to go to 2-1. Got our big drive-in graduation tomorrow night starting at 5:15. I remember last year, 8:30, it's still going on. I mean, it takes a while, but the kids are loving it.
It is a great event. People really seem to support it. It's just a great way to connect the school and the community, and people really are positive about it.
The history of graduations, you just get your name said and your diploma, but there's a lot more to it. And born out of the pandemic, and that one missing, and the count goes to 3-1 now. So McKeithren trying to find a rhythm. We got that initial strike on the bunt attempt, but three balls after that.
Yes, and I just saw Baker behind the plate just took her helmet off and looked at McKeithren and gave her a big breathe. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Nice to see.
3-1 pitch. Here it is. And a bunt attempt fouled off, and the count goes to 3-2.
Hey, she shouldn't be squaring to bunt for this next one here, because if she does, she'd be out if she
doesn't
put that one down.
Takes that one probably off the table. You know, the first inning can be a difference maker. Think of the Brewers' 4-0 win yesterday. They got a two-run homer from Adames in the first and kind of carried him. And again, changing it up. Last year, Karts unexpectedly got knocked out by Superior, and we were down there on the field, so we thought we'd come to the press box.
Yeah, a little superstition there. We're going to see how that plays out.
Change of pace. All right, the 3-2 pitch from McKeithren. The junior, the pitch. And this one foul off again, out of play over that third base dugout.
Good quality at bat here for Swanepoel.
Yeah.
She's been fouling a few off here that she's, can't get her bat on, but enough to make contact and get it out of play so she can work through this at bat. It's a strong at bat for her.
It is. An incredibly young team, too. You have to really look far and wide to try to find any kind of senior. In fact, they do not have a senior in the starting lineup. So that's how young they are.
Something to keep an eye on for the future here. This program is building nicely.
Chai with 8 seniors, though, and a few of those in the starting lineup. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Well, good job to battle, right?
She sure is battling.
What did you say to your girls back in the day in terms of battling? I mean, up there, I mean, just as long as you're fouling it off, right?
It is.
Staying alive.
You want to try to get a pitch that they can, what we call, barrel up. But she, when you in our it's kind of the so what next pitch mentality.
Yeah.
And so you re a new approach every pitch.
3-2 to Swanepoel. And there it is. And she looks at a called strike 3. So a great job there as the battle goes to the pitcher, McKeithren. She gets her first strikeout.
Caitlin Swanepoel.
Great job staying in for McKeithren there and for a quality at bat to start off the game for Richmond as well. Kind of think we're going to see a lot of that tonight.
And that brings up Caitlin Swanepoel, the freshman. I don't have an official confirmation. We were assuming sister. There's a looper into the short outfield, and it's caught by the left fielder. She falls to the ground, but she held up. Did she drop it? She dropped it. All right. So Beja Olson had it, but fell to the ground, and it dropped out. And so it's a two-base error for Caitlin Swanepoel.
Smart running by Caitlin. Kept going. Beja had a hard time kind of handling that. Looked like she
was going to win,
maybe nabbed it right at the end there, and she couldn't hang on to it.
The wind is a little bit. It's not as strong as yesterday. As the shortstop, McKenna Johnston, was going out. But Beja, so runner at second in scoring position. And now a ball kind of rolled in 1-0 from McKeithren to Breyer Blitz. She is the sophomore catcher, number 7, hitting from the right side. And, again, tough break for the Cards there. Could have been 2 outs, but runner at second, 1 out. Here's the pitch from McKeithren, and a called strike, 1-1 to Blitz. It's B-L-I-E-T-Z, Breyer Blitz. Hitting number 3 in the lineup for Lindsey Knutson at New Richmond. Runners up to the Cards in the conference this year, but their starting pitcher just came back in the last 2 weeks. Off speed and a little high, 2-1. Little controls issue for McKeithren a little bit here in the first.
Yes, she's... kind of going to get into the groove here. You can tell that she works well with her catcher, and she'll find her niche here and settle in.
As the wind blows my papers, and called strike, 2-2. Madison Baker, the catcher, that's the battery, McKeithren and Baker. And that's solid defense behind her. 2-2 now. Runner at second, Caitlin Swanepoel, the freshman, and the pitch. Ground ball down the third base side. Gloved throw across the diamond, completed by Madison Bauer to Lauren Shepard for the out. Runner goes to third. Two outs, runner at the corner at third is Swanepoel, and it brings
batting
up
fourth,
Ginger
six,
Lucas. But if you're scoring at home, ground that 5-3 on the ground out for Blitz as Caitlin Swanepoel, the freshman, goes to third base. Ginger Lucas, the sophomore third baseman. Again, sophomore and sophomore back-to-back at the 3 and 4 spot. Boy, look out for this team next year, Tammy.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Without any seniors to lose. And
wow. And there's a swing and a miss from the left-hander, Lucas, strike one.
Nice fastball by McKeith Wren. She had some speed on that one.
Just checking their full lineup. Yeah, the full roster, even non-starters. No seniors at all. In fact, on JV, just one. So, anyhow. And there's the ball high, missing 1-1. Ginger Lucas, the third baseman, or the runner at third, Caitlin Swanepoel, two out. The Cardinals getting a strikeout to the leadoff hitter, which was huge for McKeithren, and then the error on the left fielder, Olson. And that one misses its 2-1. Missing on the outside, another left-handed hitter, Ginger Lucas, the third baseman. 2-1 count, two out, runner at third. McKeithren, the junior. She strides and the pitch. This one into left field again. Olson going to have a chance to make up for it, and she'll put the squeeze on, and it's over. Fly out to left. Half an inning in the books. It's New Richmond nothing. Chai coming up on WOGO Sports.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
All right, well, our first look at Kennedy Yoakum back from that plantar fasciitis injury. Let's set the lineup for Chi High. The leadoff is McKenna Johnson, the shortstop, followed by Paige Steinmetz, Madison Baker, Madison Bauer, the third baseman, hitting fourth, Cameron Felstad, the designated player in the five spot, batting sixth, number 13, the left fielder, Basha Olson. That's four seniors in a row for the Chi High Cards from 3 through 6. Batting seventh, number 17, the freshman first baseman, Lauren Shepard. Batting eighth, number 14, Michael Burrow, the junior second baseman at number 9, Olivia Sanborn. Number 1, the right fielder. Again, Kennedy Yoakum, the pitcher. Briar Blitz, the catcher. Bella Belarjan is at first, Caitlin Swanepoel at second, Mimi Brinkman at short, Ginger Lucas at third, Maddie Gaffner in left. For New Richmond, Brooklyn Swanepoel is in center, and Emmy Estep in right.
So I got Johnston coming up to bat here. She is a first-team all-conference member, also recognized all-district and all-state freshman and sophomore year.
And the first pitch from Yoakum and called strike one.
Now batting number 12,
she was an all-conference pitcher a year ago, and because she missed so much time this year, obviously not going to get that, but she can bring it. Here it is. The pitch from Yoakum. Fouled off. Good speed.
Good speed. It's like Johnston is on it. She fouled that one straight back.
Well, what I said to Rich Rosenau before the game, I said the faster it goes in, the faster it goes out, right?
So that's right. That's right. Find the barrel.
0-2 count now to McKenna Johnston. And the pitch, she looks at a ball.
A little outside there.
What do we got for average on her?
McKenna is, her on-base percentage is 585. And her average is 450.
Yeah. Hitting from that left side to lead things off. 1-2, and it's a ground ball up the middle by the pitcher in the center field, base hit. So there you go. Just a slow roller up the middle, and there's a leadoff single for McKenna Johnston.
Seven, the center fielder, Paige Steinmatt.
We'll take it.
We will take it. She mapped that out quite well. She found some a little gap there. And
yep.
Give us our first runner on base, which is a great way, our leadoff hitter, to get on.
Brings up Paige Steinmetz now. Paige, the junior center fielder, number seven, hitting from the right side. The pitch. Bunt attempt fouled off, strike one.
Paige recognized in the Big Rivers Conference for runs scored. She was third top for runs scored with 21 in the past, this season. Fifth in the BRC for home runs. She can do some damage.
And a swing and a miss. You know, we don't have the height necessarily like we a lot of times do, but she seems to be...
I can tell you that Paige is probably around 5'9".
Yeah, I was going to say she looked fairly tall. And the 0-2, again, getting out in front of these hitters, Yoakum, and she misses 1-2.
Paige's average so far this season is she's batting .383 with an on-base percentage of .468. So, again,
some really good numbers.
Good numbers.
1-2 from Yoakum. The pitch, ball high. Misses 2-2.
Good discipline.
And again, that offensive strength for the Cards against the strength of the pitcher, Kennedy Yoakum, for New Richmond. Missed most of the season, but shut out Marshfield the other day. 2-0 and a called strike three. So Paige goes looking for the first out, and it brings up Madison Baker, the senior catcher.
Number 16, the catcher, Madison Baker.
Hitting in the three spot. First strikeout for Yoakum today. And Lakin McKeithren had one in the top half of the first for the Cardinals. Madison Baker. Madison and Madison back-to-back. It could be a law firm or something. But and they spell their names differently.
Yes. Baker's...
ball missing, 1-0.
Baker's batting .460 on the season. On base percentage of .500. So we got a 1-2 chance here following the numbers.
Yeah. Hitting from that right side. And the pitch from Yoakum. And it's inside, 2-0. So after getting ahead 0-2 to the first two hitters, Kennedy Yoakum, the junior pitcher, falling behind 2-0 to Madison Baker, the Cardinals catcher.
Baker's planning on going to Green Bay next year to play and softball.
That one is inside as well, 3-0. So maybe being very careful to Baker, Tammy.
Could be. She's her numbers give him a reason to be cautious.
The 3-0 pitch with the runner at first and one out. It's a called strike. She just... what would your tendency be when you had 3-0 back in the day? You'd go ahead and put the red light on there? Or?
Honestly, with a player that hits like this, I would trust her judgment.
Yeah.
I would tell her that if it's, if we're having a hard time scoring runs, we want somebody on base, then we might think.
The pitch from Yoakum, and this one looped foul down the first baseline, and it'll be strike two. So 3-2 the count. Madison Baker in that three spot. The Cards winning 13-0 in five innings over Memorial the other day. Memorial near the bottom of the Big Rivers Conference this year. The standings were Chihaya 13-1, New Richmond 10-4, Oakland North and Hudson 8-6, River Falls 7-7, Menominee 6-8, Oakland Memorial at 2-12, as was Rice Lake. There's a high pop-up, and it's going to be caught on the infield by Bella Belarjan, and that is out number two. So a pop-up on the infield to the first baseman. So, hey, credit to Yoakum for battling back there.
Correct. Yep, she was putting it in a...
from a 3-0 count.
Yep, she worked her way back. Maddie didn't do a bad job selecting pitches. She got, looked like those inside pitches kind of handcuffed her a little bit.
All right, brings up the leadoff hitter, Madison Bauer, the senior third baseman, swinging a miss, strike one. Cardinals being tested here today to try to get to sectionals.
Bauer's putting up a 329 average.
There's a shot to center field. Swanepoel going back, and it's out of here. Gone. Home run. Madison Bauer gives the Cards the lead, 2-0 here in the first inning. All right. What a hit. And she just took, there you go. The faster it goes in, the faster it goes out. A fastball from Yoakum, and it's 2-0 Chippewa. And remember, this New Richmond team won 2-0 over Marshfield earlier this week.
Batting fifth, number nine, the designated
Bauer adds to her BRC home run lead stat. She was leading the BRC with home runs, and now with four. So she upped that to five, obviously, and gave the Cards something to cheer about early on.
Absolutely. And a great cut there that gives the Cardinals the 2-0 lead. And it brings up the five hitter, Cameron Felstead, the designated player. And she looks at the fastball, called strike. Yoakum taking out her frustrations with that one to Felstead.
Cam's been getting on base. Her on base percentage is .453. Real high numbers with on base percentage here. Her batting average is .382.
Pop up on the infield, and it's going to be caught by the first baseman, Belarjan, to end the inning. But not before the Cards get two runs on the board. Madison Bauer, a two-run blast. After one, Chippewa Falls 2 to Richmond, nothing on WOGO Sports.
Here's the beef. At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards, and those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest. If you're picky about the quality of what you put on your grill, it's time you meet the meat department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Over 30 delicious varieties of brats and brat patties, including a new favorite, the new Glarus Spotted Cow Brat. Going the extra mile with your meat. Your Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Ethan White and Sam Aberle back in our WOGO studio making sure we get on the air. And our wonderful sponsors, thanks so much to them for making Chippewa Falls girls softball possible today. Also, Max action going on across the way. You can catch that on Max TV with Caleb Swenson. All right, Mark Halverson, Tammy Sloviak, and it's the top of the second inning. Cards up 2-0, and it's going to be the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for New Richmond. Belarjan going first, and then Mimi Brinkman, the shortstop, followed by Kylie Kiefer, the designated player for New Richmond. So McKeithren with the 2-0 lead.
It's a nice way to go into the second inning here with a little breathing room, but you can't get too comfortable.
And the first one called strike to Belarjan. Going to give people an appreciation of the pronouncing challenge. It's B-A-I-L-L-A-R-G-E-O-N. Belarjan is what we've settled on here. 0-1 pitch is a called strike two. So McKeithren gets in front 0-2 to the five hitter and leadoff hitter in the second inning, Bella Belarjan, the first baseman. Junior, again, no seniors on this New Richmond team. But this one, high, foul territory, catchable, and grabbed by the shortstop, McKenna Johnston, for out number one.
She did a nice job ranging over to get behind third base for that one.
She did.
Got a play ball. She read that well off the bat and got to it, no problem.
Mimi Brinkman now, the shortstop, the junior, number 12, stepping in from the right side for New Richmond. Again, impressive that without their starting pitcher until the last 2 weeks and no seniors that they finished second in the conference. So, again, a lot of respect. I could hear it from everybody today for starting with Yoakum and then filtering for the rest of this program. But, again, that we had the conversations in terms of the fastest growing part of Wisconsin. Is a called strike, or a swinging strike, 0-2 now to Brinkman. Obviously, Eau Claire is growing, But at the same time, St. Croix County continues, and so Hudson, River Falls, New Richmond really benefiting.
Right, right.
So it's changing the sports scene in terms of what the talent pool, right? And this one fouled up. And then Jared Faraday also mentioned about, you know, taking advantage of things in Minnesota.
There's just been, you can really see when you take a look at the, after the seeding meeting, it's interesting to take a look at the teams that are being seeded in the top three and where, you know, where they're coming from. And this area is strong, which only makes you better.
The three seed, right?
So, correct.
Yeah. Superior number one and Stevens Point number two. But you just play who they have in front of you.
That's right. You got to go through them.
One and two. Ball high and outside, missing two and two to Brinkman, the junior shortstop. Chelsea Rosenau at... Lindsay Knutson is what I'm saying, is the third base coach, obviously the coach and third base coach. And this one down the third baseline, one hop, throw over to first, across in time for the out from Madison Bauer to Lauren Shepard for out number two.
Batting seventh. Number eight.
So again, you know, what you say about McKeithren is in terms of getting the job done, knowing she's got defenders behind her, she doesn't have to carry the load, and knowing that, hey, we'll do what we can with our pitching defense combo, but we got a great offense.
Exactly, exactly. She has a 1.6 ERA, McKeithren does. She's put up a 13-2 record. That one's fouled back.
No contact, yep. And 0-1 is the count to Kylie Kiefer, the designated player, junior. Lots of other action. A very busy girls softball Thursday today ahead of Memorial Day weekend. And a swinging strike two. Should the Cards win, we're committed to continuing to cover them on into sectionals and hopefully even to state, where Tammy and I had a chance to go a couple years ago with this club. Won a game there before losing the semifinal. Ball low, 1-2. But every year is different, right? I mean, we know that with professional sports, college. I mean, every year with high school, but they kind of cycle through. And, you know.
Batting eight, somebody's... number 10, the right fielder.
That's correct. The dynamics change from year to year.
So we're seeing hit batter there on that? Hit batsman, okay. So Kiefer hit by the pitch, and she takes first base. And Maddie... It's Emma Estep now. She looks at a ball missing outside 1-0. Estep, the sophomore right fielder for Coach Knutson. Hitting from the right side against McKeithren, right-handed pitcher. The 1-0 pitch. And she gets the called strike. 1-1. One ball and one strike to the number eight hitter, Emma Estep, the sophomore right fielder. McKeithren rocks in the pitch. Swinging strike two. One ball and two strikes now, McKeithren. Top half of the second, Cardinals lead it 2-0 on a Madison Bauer home run with one on. The pitch fouled off. Count stays 1-2. If she would get on, Maddie Gafter is the number nine hitter, the junior left fielder, and the pitcher, Kennedy Yoakum, not in the batting order. The 1-2 pitch from McKeithren, swinging strike three, her second strikeout, and the Cardinals
see New Richmond
strand a runner in the middle of two. It's Chi High 2 and New Richmond nothing on WOGO Sports.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald's softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with Natural Health Conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There's a lot of material out there, but...
Interesting. To the bottom of the second we go, but first...
Fort Triple Falls, batting
for the Cardinals, 13, coming up, we're going to hear Basia Olsen, Lauren Shepard, and Michael Burrow. But, Tammy, you've got a word for us.
I do. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two first important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt, belt on every trip. And put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Foul back, out of play. Basia Olsen, the senior left fielder. And again, no seniors for New Richmond. If there's a slight difference with Yoakum back on the mound, a big difference from when these teams met each other earlier. But the Cards with a lot of seniors. And right in the heart of the order, you got Baker and Bauer and Felstead. And now Olsen is the fourth straight senior in this batting order as the seniors laden 3-6.
Olsen has done been a force on the team. She's been an all-conference player for the last 2 years.
Ball 1-1 now.
These kids were freshmen when they when COVID was here, so that season was
kind of a unique batting stance to what she does with her lead foot. And this one poked up the middle over the head of the pitcher, fielded by the second baseman, throw over to first, bobbled a little bit, but the umpire calls her out as Caitlin Swanepoel, the freshman second baseman to Bella Belarjan for the out. So score that 4-3 on the ground out for Olsen. And it brings up Lauren Shepard, the freshman first baseman. What can you tell us about Lauren?
Lauren, freshman, this is certainly her love. She's second in the BRC.
Yoakum, the pitch to her, high 1-0.
So as a freshman, being second in slugging percentage with .844 is an impressive number in itself in this league.
And hitting in the seventh spot for Chippewa. And impressive in different respects. I mean, and this is a shot up the middle, and I'll tell you what, yeah, she hit it hard. And in the seventh spot, Tammy, and that's where the different answers for Jared, he talked about 14, solid hitting throughout, whereas Michael Coach Knutson said really the top of the order. So,
right. Shepard, who just got on, her average is .432 as a 7 in the lineup.
Yeah,
so.
Wow. Bright future for her.
Absolutely.
Put on your sunglasses to look at that. Michael Burrow, the junior second baseman for the Cards, hitting from the right side. And a ball high, 1-0. Burrow in the eighth spot for Chippewa facing Yoakum again. Yoakum's been hittable, a couple of singles and the home run, so three hits for the Cardinals. The pitch, she fouls it off, 1-1.
Burrow getting on base, her on base percentage .423. Also, good batting average with .353.
In that eighth spot with Olivia Sanborn in that nine spot. The pitch. Fouled off. 1-2 now. Runner at first and one out. Basia Olsen led off with a ground ball to second. But Lauren Shepard, a solid single to center. Boy, Shepard, just from that, she looked like an upperclassman, not a freshman, that's for sure.
Yeah, she doesn't play like a rookie. She's got a lot of ball experience.
Yeah. There's a called ball, 2-2. To Michael Burrow, the Cardinals' second baseman. Again, everybody a hitter on this Cardinal team, as Tammy's sharing with you. You got some special notes about each player, right?
I do.
Chelsea gave you that. There's a little tapper to short. They're going to toss it over to second, but dropped, and the runner is safe there. Trying to execute the play, Brinkman to Swanepoel. She picked it up. It was a slow roller, and I don't know. I mean, she didn't catch the ball. I'm not sure she was going to be out anyhow. You know, it was really a close play.
Shepard got a good Olivia jump on it, and it was a slower hit. So there's
an infield single is where we'll rule it, at least for now, as Burrow's aboard, as is Shepard. So Shepard at second, Burrow at first, and Sanborn now the number 9 hitter hitting from the left side, the right fielder, Olivia Sanborn. And the pitch from Yoakum, and nobody's stealing or staying at ball 1-0. Only one out, two runners aboard, and the Cards already lead it 2-0. So Chippewa's offensive propensity is working so far here against the tough visitor, New Richmond. Ball high.
Jared made a comment that Olivia Sanborn was really like another leadoff hitter. She leads the BRC in batting average at .571 in the BRC. And she's the number 9 hitter, so he wraps it around as like she's another leadoff.
Yeah.
So. And she's fast. She's got wheels.
Called strike, and on a 3-0 count, so it goes to 3-1. Again, runners at first and second. A concern by the infielders, and they're very much in right now as Lucas at third and Blarjan at first are up close. And now a bunt attempt. She's going to lay it down beautifully. Sanborn, they're going to throw it over the first and by the first baseman. A runner's going to score. Another runner to third. They'll throw it. But runners at second and third, the Cards grab a 3-0 lead.
Smart running again there. Heads up. You can see how quick Sanborn was there. They really didn't have a play at first. But with a bunt, that's usually where you're going to look to go. So they gave it a shot and overthrew it.
Outstanding the way that worked. As Sanborn... And she was going to be safe anyhow. And then the throwing error
allowed her to advance to second.
And allows, ultimately, Shepherd to score, making it 3-0.
Got to give a little shout-out here because I said if the opportunity was there, it would. Sandy Bovey is tuning in. Sandy's retiring this year, so she will be. She kind of holds things down at the high school as one of our administrative assistants and does a fantastic job. So thanks for listening, Sandy.
Yeah, absolutely. 3-0 Chippewa here in the middle and the bottom of the second inning, and runners at second and third. With the top of the order, McKenna Johnston, who singled and scored her first time. Johnston from that left side. The pitch, bunt attempt again. First baseman's going to get it. She's going to hold it, and everybody's going to load the bases. So McKenna Johnston, with a infield bunt single, loads the bases. Burrow at third, Sanborn at second, and Johnston at first.
Defensively, a pretty smart play. First base open. Right. Only force there, so they took a look at Shepherd at third to make sure that she wasn't going, or excuse me, Burrow, to make sure she wasn't going to score.
Yeah, so that brings up Paige Steinmetz, who struck out her first time, the only strikeout for Kennedy Yoakum so far. Yoakum, the pitch, shot up the middle, one hop by the shortstop. That's going to score two runs. One is in. Here comes the second from second base. The throw is going to get by the pitcher and the catcher. A third run looking to score for the Cardinals. Sliding safe. The Cardinals, it functions as a triple, although really maybe a double with an error as the throw-in, and the Cardinals have doubled the lead from 3-0 to 6-0.
Got a little frazzled there, it looked like, on defense. And with runners moving on the from every base, that kind of can cause you to freeze a little bit. So making some... maybe some throws there that they should have held on to the ball.
But, primarily, I mean, it was a solid hit, and then getting it in, though.
Right.
And then when it goes by, it allowed the extra base, and so the Cardinals 6-0. And so in some ways, maybe some people had felt like, you start 13-0 over Memorial,
Madison
but
Baker.
You're going to face this tough pitcher against New Richmond, and now all of a sudden now the second inning with only one out and a 6-0 lead. And a runner at third base for Madison Baker. And a strike to Baker. Well, the Cardinals, really, that offense, you talked about it in the pregame, Tammy.
Right, they have, you know, when you have a team that can put the bat on the ball as frequently as this group.
And there's a strike again, called strike 0-2. And again, I mean, Yoakum is just coming off a fine outing. Shutting out a fine Marshfield team that was ranked just slightly above them, seated just above New Richmond. So New Richmond had to go on the road for that win the other day. The pitch. This is outside. Six nothing looks mighty good this early.
It does. The game doesn't have a clock, though, so we gotta keep playing it.
That's true. Not even a pitch clock. And the count goes to 2-2 now. 2 balls and 2 strikes to the number 3 hitter for Chippewa. But in the inning, already at the 7th hitter, Madison Baker, the senior catcher, swinging and miss, and strike 3 as she swung at one upstairs. So the second strikeout for Yoakum, and they celebrate, and it brings up Madison Bauer, and she had the 2-run homer last time. 6-0 Chippewa. Madison has had a terrific year.
She has. Her slugging percentage, .553.
Ball missing, 1-0.
And as we saw with that extra home run, she's up to 5 now.
All right. And the junior pitcher, Yoakum, she comes with it. And it misses. 2-0. 2-0 to Bauer, being careful to her. Remember, first time that Baker came up, she went to 3-0 after Yoakum in the first inning, went 0-2 on the first two pitchers. And now, understandably, being careful with Bauer as she homered off of her to straightaway center field last time.
Bauer is headed to Northern Iowa Community College to play softball and plans to pursue a career in nursing.
Called strike, 2-1. So many great Chi-High softballers have made their way through, some going on to play at the next level, but using the discipline and the teamwork skills that they've benefited from. That's a great profession.
It is. It is.
So needed. There's, I was reading, I mean, still some ramifications from the pandemic,
yes,
in terms of the...
It's a high-pressure situation,
yeah,
for them, and building that career back up, it's so needed and appreciated.
Yeah. Foul up out of play and over the fence behind home plate, so 2-2. 2 balls and 2 strikes to the cleanup hitter, Madison Bauer. She homered her first trip, a 2-run blast, gave the Cards the initial 2-0 lead. It's 6-0 now as 4 more have been added this inning, a double with an error, Paige Steinmetz, the junior center fielder, clearing the bases, and the Cards lead at 6-0. The pitch, high pop-up foul territory, and it's catchable by the catcher, and Breyer Blitz comes up with it. But not before the Cards put 4 more on the board, and through 2, our score from Casper, Chi-High 6, New Richmond nothing on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
You want to do another one?
Sure. Oh, me? You.
Mark Howers and Tammy Sloviak getting ready for the top of the third inning, but Tammy's got another great word for us from the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Milk
has been building championships for centuries. Why? Well, research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Catch in left field by Basia Olson off the bat of Maddie Gaffner, the number 9 hitter and the leadoff hitter in the third inning with New Richmond trying to dig out of a 6-0 hole. Brooklyn Swanepoel will come up now to lead things off in the third inning. Hitting from the left side. And a bunt attempt for a called strike. She struck out her first time. McKeithrin has struck out too. Again, Lakin McKeithrin, the junior pitcher for the Cardinals, doing what she needs to, shutting them out. She had a shutout the other day. And again, Swanepoel is the center fielder, a junior. And this one out there to left field, and it's grabbed. A line shot grabbed by Aisha Olsen. So keeping Basia busy today on the line out. So the second out, it brings up Caitlin Swanepoel. She's the freshman second baseman. First time she had a two-base error. It was a drop ball by Olsen. Reached second base. Got as far as third, but did not score. Hence, the Cardinals lead at 6-0. Lakin McKeithrin rocks the pitch. Fouled off. Top half of the third. Two down already for the Cardinals. Like to keep things going here. Big 13-run explosion against Memorial the other day, and 6 already through 2 innings here. 2 in the first and 4 in the second. The pitch, and this one to center field, a long chase out there, and it's grabbed by Paige Steinmetz. So 1-2-3 go the New Richmond Tigers in the top of the third. The Cards coming up to the bottom of three, leaving 6-0 in this girls' Division 1 regional final on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
The pitch, bunts it. All right, we're back, bottom half of the third inning. Mark Alverson, Tammy Sloviak. As we're getting
the
set
of the third for Chippewa Falls, lead off batter,
to bring you the Cameron Felstead. So it's the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for the Cardinals. Hit 8 last inning, so let's see what they can do as we go to the bottom of third against Kennedy Yoakum.
So Cam Felstead will be graduating tomorrow night. She's graduating with honors. She's graduating with a 4.0, which is always impressive. It's great to have good students who are athletes.
I mean, sports takes so much time. It's a little foul and out of play from Felstead. She popped out to first her first time. Sports takes so much time that it's certainly a built-in excuse to go, well, I was busy with practice and games and travel.
Right, so to commit to the classroom.
Right.
Takes a lot of discipline and commitment.
Solid shot. And fair ball down the left field line into the corner. And digging into second, Felstead with a double. So the hits just keep coming for Chippewa Falls.
Felstead, that makes her 12th double of the season.
Wow. And that brings up Basia Olsen, who grounded out to second her first time. But maybe are we getting a pinch runner, I guess, number 4 into the game for
Piper Kukuk.
Okay. Runner for Chippewa Falls, number 4.
Piper's a senior.
Piper Kukoc.
And she is a pinch hitter as well as a pinch runner and has been. She's a three-year letter winner. So she'll be helping out on the bases here.
All right. So Piper's at second. Nobody out. And Basha Olson, the hitter. The left fielder. And she looks at a strike one.
Coach is letting her know that she can be a little selective, that that's not the pitch she wanted for the first one, so that's okay.
And she looks at a called strike two. 0-2 to Olson, ground out the first time. Piper Kukoc at second, pinch running for Cameron Felstad. 6-0 Cardinals. Mark Halverson, Tammy Sloviak, the call. There's a swinging strike, and it was a tick dropped by the catcher, so staying alive just barely is Basha Olson here.
Great to see her come up with something here after that.
Number 13, Olson, the senior. Ooh, looked at that one, 1-2. Lauren Shepard, the freshman on deck, had a single her first time. Bottom of the order came through really well. We've had a couple of instances in the broadcast already that seem like prophetic. Swinging strike three. One of them, Jared Faraday, as he talked about how good this lineup is beginning
first
to end.
Lauren Shepard.
He couldn't have it play out any better than all three of the bottom or the order scored. And then also your emphasis, Tammy, on how good the hitting is. So live it up to that so far. Lauren Shepard now, the freshman first baseman. Very impressive hitter. Ball high, 1-0. Kukoc still at second in scoring position, running for Felstad. Bottom of the third, 6-0 Cards, trying to get on to the sectionals with a win here today. And the pitch from Yoakum. Missing low and inside. 2-0.
So a fun fact about Lauren Shepard. I don't know how tall she is, but she grew 1 foot between fourth and fifth grade.
Wow. That's crazy. Can you imagine that? I don't know.
I think her mom probably had to do a little shopping.
Yeah, right. And a solid shot to second. Throw over to first in time for the out.
Advances.
And Kukoc advances to third. And Shepard grounding out that time.
Second baseman, Michael Burrow.
4-3, right? Yeah.
Correct.
All right, so two out in the inning. And Michael Burrow, the junior second baseman for the Cards, he singled her first time. 6-0 Chipwood, two out. And there's a solid shot to left. Left fielder going back, and it's off the fence. It hit the fence for Burrow. Retrieved out there by Gaffner. She'll get it in. Run scores, and it's 7-0 Cardinals.
It's a nice RBI for her.
Yeah.
Living her second. And
well, there's no kidding about it. I mean, everybody hits.
Right fielder,
when you talk about Sanborn leading the conference in the 9 spot.
Right, right. That's just, you know, I like how Jared explained it, that it's like we have two leadoff hitters. And
sure.
You know, you don't always expect that from at the bottom of the order.
It's a blessing if you can find it, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
And there's the wild pitch getting away. And so, again, you know, you can look at earlier in the season, Chippewa did win convincingly. It gave you those scores, I think, on top of my head, like 14-0, 12-2 over New Richmond.
Right.
Games were about 2 days apart, but and kind of trending that way right now as a 7-0 lead with a runner at third and two outs. And 1-0 count on Olivia Sanborn. Sanborn from the left side. Ball low in the dirt.
Nice stop there, yeah, by the catcher.
Breyer Blitz keeping it in front of her. Bottom of the third inning. I don't have the actual schedule in front of me. Do you know in terms of sectionals, is it Tuesday?
It is.
It is Tuesday, so we'll have coverage here on WOGO, and I think we may have to travel a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a ball missing. 3-0. We're going to lobby to see if Dave Hansen can be the PA announcer wherever
right.
we go. I don't know if that's going to work.
I think he'd do it.
The man is busy, I'll tell you. 3-0. The pitch. Called strike, 3-1.
That was a good take.
Now, why do you say that?
It was 3-0 with a 7-0 lead.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She can be selective.
I thought you meant in terms of the pitch, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, Sanborn, 3-1, and she'll loop this one down the third baseline, and it's going to be caught just in foul fair territory by Maddie Gaffner. So the Cards strand one, but not before they score another. They scored in every inning, 2-4-1. It sounds like musical notes. After three, it's Chippewa Falls 7 and New Richmond nothing on WOGL Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Leading off the fourth for New Richmond.
Top of the fourth inning now, and for the New Richmond Tigers, it's going to be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Briar Blitz, Ginger Lucas, and Bella Belarjan. And, again, New Richmond looking to get on the board, trailing 7-0 to Lakin McKeithren and the BRC champs, Chippewa Falls.
Defense is doing a nice job behind McKeithren. Balls are in play, but they're backing her up nicely. No errors for the Cardinals.
I think we had the drop in left field. And this one is gone. Is that out of here? Over the fence, we had two outfielders collide out there. Hopefully they're okay. They kind of went over the soft fence. And it's a home run for the leadoff hitter, Briar Blitz.
Home run for New Richmond, Briar Blitz.
And we had both Paige Steinmetz and Olivia Sanborn, and I apologize my hand. I hope I didn't poke you in the eye.
No, you're fine.
But hopefully they're okay.
They look like, I didn't know if they were hurt, or it looks like the good thing is they're shaking it off with a little laughter.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But it was Briar Blitz can hit it, the sophomore catcher, and she pasted one to start the fourth inning for a home run. And it's 7-1, just like that. Now you just hope New Richmond doesn't, catch fire or catch too much life here. And a little looper, and it's going to be caught in foul territory by the third baseman, Madison Bauer, for out number one.
First baseman, Bella Belargera.
So the pop out to third that time for Ginger Lucas. Bella Belargera coming up now, hitting from the right side, the first baseman. And Bella looks at a ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Well, certainly best hit of the day for obvious reasons there for New Richmond, that leadoff blast to center field. And
it was close. It almost looked like they may have been able to, I think they had intention or hope that they could reach over and catch it, and in that case it would have been an out, but since they fell over the fence, then it is a home run.
I think, Paige and Olivia were both out there. I think somebody did touch it with their glove, but it fell over. And this is a looper into the outfield, and it's going to get in there for a base hit. And recovered by the center fielder, Steinmetz, but Belargera is on with a single.
Shortstop, Mimi Brinkman.
And it brings up Mimi Brinkman, the shortstop.
Yep, that blooped in there. Not much you can do about that.
Nope.
So,
and again, getting there, second time looking at McKeithren, so... And you're going to have different teams. There's a bunt attempt laid down, fielded by McKeithren, throw over to first. Good job. She did a good job fielding
that
and taking care of business.
The bunt did what it was supposed to do and advanced the runner.
Yeah.
But the Cards took care of their side of the ball and did what they could do with that, which is get the out at first.
So the sacrifice score at 1-3. I don't know. Was the second baseman covering? I'm not sure.
It was 1-3. It was the pitcher.
1-3. Okay.
McKeithren.
And so the out there, and it brings up Kylie Kiefer, the designated player.
Falls off the first pitch for strike one.
7-1 Chippewa. As Kiefer now with Emma Estep on deck. And this one last foul down the third baseline. So the count goes to 0-2. Again, the leadoff home run and then also the pop out to third by Lucas Belarjan, though, at second base on the sacrifice. This one, pop up, extending shallow outfield. Here comes the charge and the catch by Paige Steinmetz from center. And so New Richmond does get on the scoreboard, but in the middle of four, they still trail 7-1 to Chippewa Falls at WOGO Sports.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week, and no weekends. To apply, visit chippewamanor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
We head to the bottom of the half of the fourth inning.
The bottom of the fourth for Chippewa Falls.
But before we do, Tammy Slovak, what do you got for us?
Well, so why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get athletic scholarships because they know that less than 2% of high school athletes are awarded sports scholarships. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from WOGO and the WIAA. Keep education in sports.
Thank you, Tammy. And there's a called strike to start the bottom half of the fourth inning for the Cards. Top of the order, McKenna Johnston, Paige Steinmetz, and Madison.
They actually called that high, sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah, 1-0. Thought I saw the umpire indicate a strike, but all right, yeah. And this one fouled off 1-1. I can call a foul correctly. 1-1. Yeah, still working off some rust. You know, it's hard. You know, you haven't called a sport the whole season. And
that's
the
a lot
first
going
game
on.
Is in the tournament.
It's a lot, you're right. It's a lot
yeah.
going on.
And I'm not going to say, hey, I've got a head cold, too, because it's 1-1. I mean, if one of our players could get straight A's and play sports.
We can power through this.
We can, and we are. Two balls and one strike to Johnston, leading off the bottom half of the fourth for the Cardinals, leading it 7-1, looking to advance to next Tuesday's sectional semifinal. Ball high. They used to have it, didn't they? Where the sectional semi and the final were in the same day, and
they
now
did.
They split it up. Yeah,
that was. I don't know when that changed, but I know when I coached, we
just
played both
the last
games
few
the
years.
Same. Yeah,
and it seems like I know one of the things that's been used in basketball. I'll touch on that in a moment. 3-1 now to Johnston, and the pitch high pop up foul territory, giving chase out of play. In basketball, they changed it where you now actually have it's. Sectional on a Thursday and then the sectional final. And one of the explanations I heard was if you win a sectional game, they wanted you to be able to enjoy it. Where for years, basketball was Friday, Saturday. And so they wanted it now. And I like it. I like it. If you want a sectional game, it'd be nice to enjoy it, you know, for at least so there's a bit of a gap there. All right, this one, fly ball to left field, and it's going to be caught by the left fielder, Maddie Gaffner, for out number one.
Center fielder Paige Steinmetz.
You looked a little skeptical with that explanation. At least that's what one coach told me.
I was thinking through it. I know that in the early part of the playoff season, there's been some changes, especially with the smaller divisions. And part of that became officiating also. But now later on, when like you're saying with the sectional semis and then the sectional final, I like that too.
Yeah.
As a player and a coach, I would like that to give you a little bit of time to think. And, you know, when you're scouting too, it's nice to have that extra time. So I've heard of different, you know, coaches spend a lot of time looking over.
Right. And so rather than just rushing, okay, sectional semifinal, sectional final, like, hey.
Right. It's not the time of the season you want to do that.
Right. So Paige Steinmetz, now the number two hitter, the junior center fielder, struck out and doubled. Had three RBIs her second trip. 7-1 Cardinals, bottom of the fourth. And the pitch called strike from Kennedy Yoakum. Kennedy missed most of the season with plantar fasciitis, but has bounced back these last couple weeks. He'll pitch a 2-0 shutout at Marshfield on Tuesday. And now trying to rally the troops here, trailing 7-1. Called strike. One and two is the count.
Paige is a member of the state volleyball team and also plays hockey.
Ball low, 2-2.
She knows how to compete, that's for sure. Her dad's coaching baseball right now over in River Falls, because that's where the varsity boys Chi High baseball team is.
And they were trailing last we heard, right?
Last I heard. I haven't heard an update for a little bit.
2-2 to Steinmetz, the center fielder to first base. Kennedy Yoakum, good speed on her pitches. Said to jump into the season in progress, ball low. All conference a year ago, not this year, obviously, abbreviated season for her. But this entire New Richmond team back next year, so look out. Trying to learn from the Cards, but saying, hey, we still got some game time left.
That's right. They're going to take advantage of it while they can.
7-1 trailing. There's a shot to second base and a base hit. So Madison Baker gets her first hit of the day.
She was due for that.
Yep.
Third baseman Madison Baker.
The team can be doing great, but if you haven't had your hit yet, right?
Yeah, it puts a little pressure on you because you know you have high expectations for yourself.
Right.
And so you got to kind of, again, treat it like, well, here's my opportunity. The last at-bat is done, and now it's time to approach this one with a fresh start. So it's
number
nice to see
Addie
that they're
Frenette,
staying in it mentally.
Addie Frenette, the pinch runner, going to run for Madison Baker now, the catcher. That's pretty common. And also we've got Madison Bauer, her home run and a pop-out to the catcher. So she's had two different dimensions, two different type experiences. Number of fans out in the outfield today.
It's a great seat, those bleacher seats.
Yeah. Pretty good price, huh?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. Yoakum, the pitch. Little blooper on the infield, and it's going to be caught by the pitcher, Yoakum. And so Bauer goes on her first pitch, second pop-out in a row for her.
Zero runs, one hit.
After four, it's Chippewa Falls 7, New Richmond 1 on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Top half of the fifth coming up, but first, another word from Tammy Slobiak.
By now, you've probably heard about the shortage of licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics. Without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, and let's be honest, you know who you are. Don't put it off. Let's get you licensed in an exciting and active role of officiating. It's called a great way to earn more money than a few dollars. Access the officials tab on the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org to get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
And a bunt attempt fouled and a diving stab. And did she make the catch?
Oh.
Says safe. So, all right. Good attempt that time by the catcher, Madison Baker, that time diving on that pop-up. But the hitter will stay alive. Emma Estep to start the top half of the fifth with New Richmond trailing 7-1. And from the looks of it, McDonald's up 7-0. Is that right? Yeah, McDonald's up 7-0 over Emmanuel Lutheran in the sixth inning across the way. 1-1 is the count to Estep. Top of the order for New Richmond against Lakin McKeithren. A couple of strikeouts and no walks. Been good control by both pitchers today.
There has been.
Nobody's got on base with a base on balls. Ball inside, 2-1.
Almost looks like Estep is looking to, she's squaring a little bit to bunt, or maybe she's looking at a slap. As a right-handed hitter, you don't see that a whole lot.
Yeah.
Maybe she's got some quickness to her and is just looking for a way to get the lead runner on, the leadoff runner on.
The pitcher, McKeithren. Ball low. Count 3-1. You just need base runners right now, and able to manufacture a run with a home run, actually, last inning, but they did get a base runner. So it was a little bit more offensive life than, well, first time they scored. And take your base. So just as I messed up there because I said there'd been no base on balls, there's a base on balls. And so the walk goes to McKeithren, her first. Estep gets a base. And Maddie Gaffner now, the left fielder, she flew out to left field in her only trip, hitting from the left side, bringing up the rear for Coach Knudsen and New Richmond. Bunt attempt fouled out of into foul territory on the third base side. Swana Poole, the leadoff hitter, coming up. And they've been able to retire her twice today.
Yeah, she struck out the first time, flew out to left field.
Yep. But right now, Gaffner. And there's that bunt attempt, fouls it off. So 0-2 now to Gaffner. And as we've said earlier, can't really bunt here. Or if you foul it off, you'd be out. You mentioned the slap bunt. I mean, since this is our first game of the year, maybe we'll just explain that a little bit because it's kind of unique to softball. And the swinging strike three, and the thrower to first, and the runner back in time, but the strikeout, that's the third for McKeithren, but the slap bunt.
Yeah, the slap bunt, you square a little bit like you're going to bump, but you pull the bat back, and then the whole idea is that you, in a sense, you're going to have a little hit that bloops in no man's land, kind of where the grass meets the outfield.
Yeah.
And there's just nothing you can do about that defensively. The runner usually gets on and advances as well.
Called strike 1-2, Swanepoel. Again, hearing Coach Knudsen talking to us in the pregame, the importance of that top of the order, and I think maybe, you know, that first at-bat was so huge, that battle between Swanepoel and McKeithren, McKeithren winning that with a strikeout. And now Swanepoel lays down a fantastic bunt, gloved, fired over to first base, and... Well, what a job by the catcher, Madison Baker, to barehanded grab it and gun it to first in time for the out, because that was a fantastic bunt by Swanepoel.
It was. It died right in front of the plate, and Baker didn't hesitate at all to hop out. She had a really crisp throw to first base.
Fantastic. I mean, it just what was all involved in that, I mean, just the barehanded for sure, but just the pickup and then the clean strike. And there's the solid shot by the third baseman for Caitlin Swanepoel, the freshman, lefty, and a run scores. They get it in, and there's the double for Caitlin Swanepoel. So, again, a young underclassman outperforming that freshman status.
Right.
Huh?
It was a solid hit.
Yeah, a double and an RBI, and it's a 7-2 game.
Catcher,
so again, New Richmond making a little noise here in these middle innings.
That's right. Sometimes you notice one of the things you hate to see is
intentional walk to Briar Blitz. Next
right.
batter, the third baseman, Ginger Lucas.
Have an intentional walk
yep.
here for Blitz. She's figured they gave up a home run to her before. We might as well put her on.
Yep. And so that brings up Ginger Lucas, the third baseman, and she has flown out to left and popped out to third in her two trips. Left-handed hitter. Hits it out of play on the third base side. So a little bit of offense, a little bit of life here going. They've got a run with two runners aboard here. This is huge here. I mean, 7-2 feels pretty comfortable. Not as comfortable as 7-0, but with two runners on and two out, this is a huge at-bat here.
You play three outs for a reason, and one of the things that I think sometimes teams have a tendency to do is to think that with two outs that the inning's almost done.
Yeah.
And a lot of games are lost or won with two outs.
Here we go. 1-1 count to Ginger Lucas. 0-2 on the day. Here's a shot caught. Oh, what a great grab.
Lauren Shepard.
Fantastic by Shepard, and the Cards get out of it.
New
Richmond scores one, strands two. And Chippewa Falls now with a 7-2 lead, middle of the fifth on WOGL Sports.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. And our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health, Dr. Led, specializing in you.
Hy-Vee's Bakery is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Delicious gourmet treats, artisan bread baked fresh every day, and the perfect pairings for your summer meals, like fresh-made buns, rolls, garlic bread, cornbread, and more. And if you need a show-stopping cake for that graduation party, wedding, or any other celebration, Hy-Vee's award-winning cake decorators and bakery pros have you covered. The Bakery at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
All right, so good defense by the Cardinals, Shepard. That particular inning with the catch, and we go to the bottom half of the fifth, and Chippewa Falls leading this game 7-2. But again, we're seeing New Richmond with some, scored one run in each of the last two innings. Right?
That's correct. So just looking, Piper Kukuk is up to bat.
Okay.
So this is her first appearance at the plate.
Right, and in for Felstad now. And this is a ground ball to the shortstop. So throw over to first is in time for the out as Mimi Brinkman, 6-3 on that one as Kuka coming
in. Left fielder, Beja Olsen.
Piper in as a pinch runner earlier. And so that brings up Beja Olsen, the left fielder, and she is ground out to second and struck out. And the pitch to Yoakum is a called strike, 0-1. But there was a player you were just talking to me about. You wanted to let's take some time to.
It's kind of looking. We have so many seniors that are involved in the softball program at different levels, and
we'll just kind of interact here as Olsen with the 0-1, and the pitch misses 1-1.
Olsen, obviously being one of the seniors, she's going into the HVAC program when she graduates. Another senior that I'd like to highlight is Maya Gadel. She's been part of the program, and now she's managing with the Cardinals and very involved in that role.
And this is one fouled out of play, out 1-2, and quite a student, too.
She is. She's actually one of the valedictorians graduating tomorrow night. And her plans are to go to the Florida Gulf Coast and focus on biology in a pre-med program.
Wow.
There.
Ambitious. And this one fouled off again. 1-2 to Beja Olsen, the left fielder.
And Maya's been involved with the program her entire high school career. So it's a big commitment, and it's great to be part of a program like this at any level.
I want to ask you a question about how that feels as a teacher. Here's a 1-2 pitch and a little looper into the outfield, and it's going to be caught, though, by the second baseman, Caitlin Swanepoel. Tell you what, that freshman plays big time, doesn't she?
She does. She does a really nice job. Covers a lot of ground there. She's been both sides of second base doing her job.
Right. And at bat as well. And so Olson now 0-for-3, and it brings up Lauren Shepherd, the Cardinals freshman first baseman, who's 1-for-2 on the day. But how does that make you feel as a teacher when you've been invested into these kids and then you want to see them go out and make the most of your life, right?
It's always fun to see what they end up doing.
Called strike to Shepherd?
Post-graduation.
Yeah.
On all kinds of levels, whether it's military, which we certainly recognize, and everything from military, the workforce, CBTC.
There's a shot to the outfield. Center fielder comes over and makes the catch. Brooklyn Swanepoel as the Cards go 1-2-3 in the fifth. All right, through five. The Cards six outs from getting to the sectional semifinal. Leading to Richmond 7-2 on WDOGO Sports.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald's softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Top
half of the sixth inning now, and for New Richmond, they've scored in each of the last two innings, a home run by Briar Blitz, and also able to get a run manufactured last inning after a walk, Emma Estep scoring on a double by Caitlin Swanepoel, and so now it's the 4, 5, and 6 hitters, starting with Ginger Lucas, the third baseman. Swing and a miss. And I'm incorrect. That's Bella Belarjan, who's actually, we had the out last time where there was the line out to first base. It was a great play.
Did a defensive change here in left field. We got Addie Frenette playing left field now in for Beja Olson.
Okay. And Addie was a pinch runner earlier.
Correct.
Addie's a senior.
And he is another senior on the Cardinal team.
Yeah, I think I counted up 8 of them earlier.
Yes.
And there's a swing and a ball that was in the dirt, and 0-2 now to Belarjan.
Addie's big fun fact is that she was named after Addison Street in Chicago because I know her family are Cubs fans.
All right, so we got a little confusion here. Whether that was strike three or not.
The questioning may be a foul.
All right, so she's still alive. They're saying it was not. So Bella Belarjan is leading off the inning. And it's 2 strikes. And then Mimi Brinkman on deck, the shortstop, followed by Kylie Kiefer, the designated player. 5, 6, and 7. This one, a shallow outfield, giving chase to the shortstop, and she backs away at the last second. McKenna Johnson, there wasn't enough time for Frenette to come in, so it goes as a single because nobody touched it. But, again, New Richmond's more offensive life here.
Shortstop, Mimi Brinkman.
Mimi Brinkman now. So not only was Belarjan not struck out, but she gets a hit. And this a runner aboard at first. Again, it looked like Johnston all the way going into the outfield and then at the last second stepped away, but
Yeah, it might have been some communication. Right.
And the ball fouled off, out of play, 0-1. But, you know, it could have been, again, a sun factor. I'm not sure. She's got a visor on.
Yeah.
All right, runner at first. Nobody out. 7-2 Cardinals. Lakin McEachran and pitching a fine game. Good defense behind her primarily. And there's the ball foul back again. 0-2. Mimi Brinkman has grounded out to third and hit it into a sacrifice to move the runner back in the fourth. Mark Halverson, Tammy Sloviak with you here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And this one, little foul pop up and it's caught. Actually, in fair territory, I should say. And Madison Bauer with the catch.
Designated player, Kylie Keeper.
Out.
Bauer's been busy in the hot corner over here and playing her position solid today.
Yeah. So huge to have a great defensive player there. Softball, baseball, you have it. There's a shot to center field, and that's going to get out of here for a two-run blast.
Homer for New Richmond, Kylie Keeper.
Keeper hits the two-run homer, and it's a 7-4 game. And you can hear the New Richmond crowd just celebrating. And they're fighting hard here.
They are. They're not going to go down just watching here. They're going to continue to fight and swing it at the pitches that are there for them. And the Cards will continue to respect that.
So Kylie right, Keeper Peter, had been hit by a pitch and flown out to center. But that one just a line shot out of here and giving chase in center Steinmetz. But just nobody was going to catch that jet. And it's 7-4 now. With one out in the top of the sixth is Emma Estep. And a bunt attempt laid down. Grabbed by McKeithman, throw to first in time. And the Cards now four outs away from advancing.
Left fielder,
1-3
Maddie
on that.
Gaffner.
And it brings up Gaffner, the left fielder, with two outs here in the sixth. And the Cardinals trying to take care of business. Enough of these New Richmond runs. Three runs as close as we want them to get. And it's Gaffner from the left side and fouls it off 0-1.
They're aggressive when the on their first pitches. They aren't watching a lot of those first ball strikes go by.
Yeah, I credit them. I mean, again, this team, I mean, they're certainly, it's like class is in session, right? This young team without seniors facing a team with eight seniors, 1-1. The Cardinals jumping out early. But again, fighting back is the count 1-1. McEachran 2, Gaffner, the bottom of the order for New Richmond. The pitch from McEachran. Ball low, gets away, no runners, doesn't matter. 2-1. As a big sports fan, recently what's been in my mind, the Miami Heat, the way that they came back on the Bucks in games 4 and 5, right? Bucks had a big lead, didn't
right.
matter. And so today, Chippewa 7-0 lead has shrunk like 100% cotton. You know, put in the wash, all of a sudden it's shrunk down to 7-4. And this one, loop foul, but again, good solid contact by Gaffner looking for her first hit.
That's right. And, you know, you talk about the score. There's never, again, the one thing in the sports that my favorite are the ones that don't have a clock because there's always hope. And that is something that, well, you know, when you play these a lot, you know that.
Sure.
And you never relax.
Good point. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, second base side, gloved over there. Little toss is good for the out. And a good job there by Michael Burrow. The Cards finish the inning, but not before New Richmond puts two more on the board on a two-run homer by Kylie Kiefer. Still, the Cards are three outs away from advancing to next week's sectional semifinals. See if they can get some insurance as they come up in the bottom half of the sixth when we return in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
All right, to the bottom of the sixth we go, and it's the 8-9-1 hitters for the Cards. Burrow, Sanborn, and then McKenna Johnston as 1-0 count to Burrow as we get set to start here in the bottom half of the sixth inning.
Just caught Jared Faraday saying we need some insurance runs here.
So yeah.
I'd love to see his leadoff hitter get on board here.
Burrow's 2-for-2 today. She's got a single and a double. I don't know if we'll play long enough for her to get the cycle, but she started it. Burrow, an open stance from the right side. It looks at a ball high, 3-0 from Kennedy Yoakum. Yoakum, 3 strikeouts, no walks on the day.
I'd be surprised if she doesn't take this pitch with a 3-0 when us wanting to get a runner on.
See if I can jinx her like I jinxed the McKeithren earlier, 3-0. Dave Check talks about jinxes quite a bit. All right. There's a call, strike 3-1. Dave will be part of our drive-in graduation with Caleb Swenson tomorrow night. Does such a great job as the school board president and just his knowledge of the students and the community. So don't miss that starting at 5:15 tomorrow night. And a solid shot, base. Oh, what a grab.
Shoestring catch.
It was a liner to center, and Burrow got robbed there. A great job defensively by Brooklyn
right
Swanepoel.
Fielder, Olivia
Sandor. And that's that kind of defense we heard about from Coach Knutson in the pregame interview. Well, it was just a low line. Looked like a base hit all the way.
It did.
It just didn't hit the ground soon enough.
It went a little bit deeper than I thought it was going to as well.
And, again, Swanepoel, nice defense. So Sanborn now. That second leadoff hitter, and she has singled and lined out to left in her 2 trips. Mark Calverson, Tammy Slobiak with you on the call. 7-0 Cardinal lead has shrunk to 7-4. Bottom half of the sixth, 1 out for the Cards, 1-0 count. There's a called strike to Sanborn, 1-1. If you look ahead to the seventh inning for New Richmond, it'll be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. So the freshman, Caitlin Swanepoel, to lead things off. She doubled last time, though. They've been hitting in the last few innings. There's a pop-up bunt. It's going to drop in, and it'll be a base hit. A single for Sanborn. She's 2-for-3.
Yep, that blooped up and up, but again, right in between third baseman, pitcher, catcher. And no, there's no way anybody was going to be able to catch that. So she's on board. Sanborn's on board with 1 out.
I think if that was going to be an out, really, it maybe was potentially catchable. It just didn't work out that way.
Right.
But good job by Sanborn. 2 out of 3, producing in that 9 spot for sure. It adds to that offensive production as McKenna Johnston fouls it up. She has a couple of singles and flown out to left in her 3 trips. The offense has been producing. Again, but it's been quiet early, right? 2, 4, and 1, and then scoreless in innings 4 and 5. But again, you know, it was a fantastic start those first 3 innings, putting pressure on Yoakum.
That's right. You mentioned that early on. You're talking about the Brewers scoring early in the game and holding on. So
right.
If that's the game plan, we'll take it.
I know it works that way in baseball, and you tell me if it does in softball in terms of just, you know, it's just the start of a game, and so kind of finding yourself, and the Cards were able to get on her early.
I think there's always something, too, about going through the lineup, you know, seeing the pitcher one time through, and if you can get some runners on board early on, and then on top of that, after you've seen the pitcher, it helps your confidence as well.
2-1 to Johnston. The pitch. She looks at a call, strike 2, 2-2. So McDonald won their game 10-0 in 6 innings. And they advance in Division 5 to the sectionals. And there's the call, ball 3-2. It was Emmanuel Lutheran who knocked the Max out last year, so some revenge for them.
Turnabout.
Yes. 3-2 count now to McKenna Johnson. Top of the order. Runner at first. Sanborn. One down. Bottom of the sixth. Cardinals lead it 7-4. High pop up on the infield. Catcher looking. And the shortstop with the catch. Mimi Brinkman for out number two. So two down for Paige Steinmetz. Steinmetz has struck out twice and doubled in between and had three RBIs on that double. And we hope to have that highlight for you in the postgame. There's two highlights, and I believe I've got the home run and the double ready to go. All right. There's a called strike to Paige Steinmetz. Again, those strikeouts bookending the double she had in the second. If you're going to get insurance, maybe an extra base hit here would be nice, but with two down, runner at first, Sanborn. The pitch, fouled back, and all of a sudden it's 0-2 from Yoakum to Steinmetz. The young New Richmond team with no seniors against the eight seniors on Chippewa. Cardinals won the conference. New Richmond finished second. New Richmond didn't have Yoakum, their all-conference pitcher, until 2 weeks ago. Back from plantar fasciitis. The pitch, high, 1-2. We'll follow these Cardinals as far as they go. And if they can hold on here, it'll be sectionals on Tuesday. The pitch, this one to right field and deep. And it's giving chase, and it's over the head of the right fielder. She tumbles against the fence. One runner's going to score. Running into third for the triple is Steinmetz. And the Cardinals get that one insurance run. They lead it 8-4.
That was a great at-bat for Paige, and just kind of buckled down after having – it's not like her to strike out. So to have two strikeouts and then two extra base hits, got to feel good. She's now – 500 on the day.
Yeah, I think you take the double and the triple, it more than makes up for it. And the four RBIs now, and the Cardinals.
It's funny what one run can do for you. It makes you feel pretty. It feels a little bit better, but you know you got to play the whole game.
Madison Baker has popped up, struck out, and singled in her three trips. 1-3. And this one to the outfield as well, but the right fielder is going to camp under this and grab it. Emma Estep. And so, through six innings, it's Chippewa 8 and New Richmond 4. The Cardinals 3 outs away from advancing the sectionals. We've got it for you in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
That was a great at bat from Paige, and just kind of.
All right, 8-4 as we head to the top half of the seventh inning. The Cardinals with a four-run lead, three outs away. The 2-3 and 4 hitters, Caitlin Swanepoel, Briar Blitz, and Ginger Lucas, to try to keep hope alive for New Richmond and their season. And it starts off with Swanepoel. She has doubled, flown out to center, and doubled. So doubled twice, hitting from that left side. Just a freshman. Very impressive today. offensively and defensively, and all these girls back for New Richmond. Lupert on the third baseline, it's going to drop in there, foul. So 0-1 to Caitlin Swanepoel. Again, two doubles and a flyout to center, so she's made good contact against Lakin McKeithren all day long today. Lakin, three strikeouts, one walk on the day. In these recent innings, though, New Richmond scoring 1-1 and two runs. And there's fly ball to center. It's measured and catchable for Paige Steinmetz, route number one. The Cards two outs away from sectionals.
Second baseman, Caitlin Swanepoel.
So that was Brooklyn Swanepoel.
Okay, well, I screwed that up. All right, my
mistake. I just noticed that.
You know what? You know what it is? Yeah, I know what it is. Gaffner made the last out last inning. So, all right, so my apologies. That was Brooklyn, and now Caitlin coming up. And I know what it was. Gaffner had made the
she grounded
the last out, yeah. When I put the order together, I missed Gaffner in the order, so I had to, I had to. Okay. And so now it's Caitlin Swanepoel, and it's Brooklyn flying out to center there. Two outs away, the Cards are, hitting from the left side. Swing and a miss. Again, as I was telling you, Caitlin's stats, she had the two doubles and the flyout, hitting from that left side. A young and talented New Richmond team to finish second without their starting pitcher, their all-conference pitcher most of the year, impressive. And this one right into the press box.
Making sure Dave Hansen's awake over there.
Speaking of insurance, do we have it? I don't know. I did not bring my baseball glove, I'll tell you. Would have been a good idea. All right. One and two now. To Swanepoel, and she looks at a ball inside, two and two. Eight to four, Chippewa. Looking to advance to sectionals, just two outs away. New Richmond has scored in each of the last three innings. The Cards looking to get out of here with no further damage to get one insurance run in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2 pitch. Shot. Shortstop, one hop. Throw over to first in time for the out from Johnston, and now the Cards just one out away.
Nice play, handled well by Johnston over there. Played back enough to let that ball bounce, but not play her. And a nice, sharp throw over to first base.
Breyer Blitz. And Blitz did homer in the fourth. And was intentionally walked last time and then grounded out to third. Blitz hitting from the right side and a solid shot. Look out for her coach that time. Coach Lindsay Knutson. Maybe the third base coach should have a glove too, right?
Maybe. Or sometimes they have them wear a helmet.
Yeah.
In baseball.
0-1 to now down to potentially even two strikes here is New Richmond and their season. Trailing 8-4. The pitch from McKeithren. Off speed. Little number up the middle. Grabbed by the shortstop. Johnson, that's it. Chai wins. The Cardinals advance to sectionals on Tuesday, defeating New Richmond 8-4. We're back with a celebration in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
We want to catch the awards ceremony, and Dave Hansen will catch that here on WOGO Sports as we head into our postgame as the Cardinals win it 8-4.
Please direct your attention to home plate for the presentation of the plaque, but first, before we do that, let's give a round of applause to the New Richmond Tigers. They had a great season, second place in the conference, outstanding performance here in this regional championship game. And now, if... head coaches Chelsea and Jarrett would come forward to receive the regional championship plaque for the Chippewa Falls Cardinals.
Congratulations to Chippewa Falls on winning the WIA Division I Regional Championship. They advanced to the sectional semifinals in Division I, which we played on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and that'll be against either number two, Stevens Point, or Eau Claire North. That game going on yet today, and the winner of that game will determine where the site and when that game will be played next Tuesday in the sectional semifinals. Thank you for coming out. Have a great rest of your day, and drive safely on your way out of Casford Park, and good evening.
All right. We'll take another break. Come back with the rest of our postgame in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs. And we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
All right, Mark Alverson, Tammy Sloviak, the Cardinal Countdown postgame show now as Chippewa wins at 8-4 today. And again, out of the gate, Tammy, I mean, the Cardinals with that impressive offense right away today.
Yeah, we kind of expected them to have the bats going, and you know, they stuck with things really nicely. You can be a little rattled when teams start scoring runs on you, but they got the job done. They did a nice job defensively and offensively.
All right, let's see. One of the difficult things of doing this job, the stats, the call, is trying to secure the highlights. Let's give it a listen if we did secure the highlight of that first inning home run for the Cardinals.
329 average.
There's a shot to center field. Swanepoel going back, and it's out of here. Gone. Home run. Madison Bauer gives the Cards the lead, 2-0 here in the first inning. So a lot of excitement there for the Cardinals, and they never trailed as a result of that, as Chippewa was able to continue to go on and put more runs on the board in that initial two, and then they came through in the second inning as well, and this is part of that. Paige Steinmetz, who struck out her first time, the only strikeout for Kennedy Yoakum so far. Yoakum, the pitch, shot up the middle, one hop by the shortstop. That's going to score two runs. One is in. Here comes the second from second base. The throw is going to get by the pitcher and the catcher. A third run looking to score for the Cardinals. Sliding safe. The Cardinals, it functions as a triple, although really maybe a double with an error as the throw-in, and the Cardinals have doubled the lead from 3-0 to 6-0. So that was huge, Tammy. Obviously, the fact that Cardinals looked at that too, but then with the bases loaded and taking advantage.
Yeah, the energy that can bring your team just continues to carry you, and it keeps the consistency of that type of energy in the game They didn't let up really after that. Even, you know, New Richmond makes a run with putting some runs on the board.
But right.
Didn't really seem to bother them a whole lot.
But it did get a little concerning because after the Cards went 2 runs, 4 runs, 1 run in the third, leading 7-0, sounding like football, New Richmond did put some offense together and got as close as 7-4. And so in the bottom of the sixth, you could see Jared Faraday and hear him saying, hey, let's get some insurance, and the Cardinals did. The pitch. This one to right field and deep, and it's giving chase, and it's over the head of the right fielder. She tumbles against the fence. One runner's going to score. Running into third for the triple is Steinmetz. And the Cardinals get that one insurance run. They lead it 8-4. And that's how the game finished. Chippewa coming out on top 8-4 to advance to face the winner of Stevens Point and Eau Claire North going on today.
That's right. What a great game for Paige. She, you know, she had the 2 extra base hits, and what did you end up with? 4 RBIs?
Yeah.
I believe.
Right.
And, I mean, like you said, you can't be too upset about that kind of performance. And some, you know, played a solid center field as she usually does. Great game for her.
So we'll continue on here on WDOGO and looking forward to, of course, next Tuesday. You get the big Memorial Day weekend holiday. And, again, but it doesn't get any easier after this.
No, it does not. And, you know, the Chi High softball team is, you know, this is no secret to them. They've been at this level before. I love Jared's phrase that tradition doesn't graduate. And, that, you know, that's their plan. They look at state as their goal from the very beginning of the season. And they know what it takes to get there, one step at a time.
I thought there was a lot of respect and attention for Kennedy Yocum coming into this game today, understandably so. I think for one of the coaches, they did just have their huddle and they did just break up. So maybe we're going to get, is it going to be Chelsea? Or
I'm
you
not
don't know.
Sure.
We'll take what we can get. We Jared, Chelsea, what have you. And so maybe somebody is going to join us here shortly. But in the meantime, I know that there was that healthy respect and didn't know, and here's an all-conference pitcher. And, yeah, so Chelsea Sikora is going to join us here in the postgame on WDOGO. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very sweet to get that win. I saw your catcher there, Madison Baker, who was holding the trophy high. And so tell us how it feels.
Really good. I mean, every playoff game you come in with tons of butterflies, and especially, you know, we faced this New Richmond team twice, but not the team with their number one on the mound. So, you know, today I think we came in with high energy. We had seniors walk out of the Chippewa Falls High School for their last day of school today. So it was just a lot of emotions, and those are tough days to play, and you have to be mentally tough. And our girls came ready to do that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talk a lot about at this time of the year, there's so much going on. And so you bring up a good point that they're balancing finals, they're balancing wrapping up classes, they're saying goodbye. And it's such a huge transition. You are, you know, you've entered playoff season, and that in itself is added pressure. So impressive. They did a really nice job handling all that.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, being a heavy senior and junior team this year for the first time really in 3 years, it was just, I mean, it's a new experience for them. And I'm just really proud that they came out and, you know, took on the challenge versus back away from it.
I didn't talk to you, Chelsea, before the game at all. And so we'll have to just continue to not talk to each other before games here as far as we go. Listen to all these superstitions.
If we get wins, that's fine.
I know. But here's the thing. I could definitely see in talking to your dad and talking to Jared, there was some healthy respect for this all-conference pitcher. She had just shut out Marshfield 2-0, and so you had to feel good about that offense you put on her early.
Yeah, I mean, having Maddie Bauer come up and get a 2-run home run to kind of set the tone and just kind of let the girls in our dugout know, hey,
yeah,
it's possible. We can
right.
do this. We can score runs. And I mean, even Kenna being our leadoff and getting on base right away. It's just those confidence boosts from juniors and seniors that you just need in order to have success.
So next up is the winner of Stevens Point or Eau Claire North next Tuesday.
Yeah, we've heard Stevens Point is up by quite a bit at this
okay.
point. So. In our mind right now, we think we're going to Stevens
yeah.
Point unless we hear otherwise. And we've talked about, you know, they're a team that brings a lot of energy. Their coach has a lot of energy. He expects their players to have a lot of energy. And, you know, we're ready to match it. Mm-hmm. Bring your energy because we've got some too.
All right. Should be a great one. We'll look forward to being there. Thanks.
Yeah, us too.
All right. Thank you. Have a great holiday weekend. And Chelsea Sikora on the win here on the Cardinal postgame show. Tammy Sloviak, final thoughts.
I look forward to seeing what's next. It sounds like there's a good chance that it's going to be Spash. We'll wait to see what happens there. And I'm all about energy. I love to see two good teams battle it out. They have a mutual respect for each other. They're not strangers to each other.
Right.
And this is why we play. This is why we show up.
And again, just checking from during the season, and we know the great rivalry from years gone by where each school has beat one another in softball. But Stevens Point winning 3-2. 3-2 is in the Chippewa Falls tournament when they squared off back on May 13th on a Saturday. That was the first of three games that day for the Cards. And so that's the one time they've met this season.
Right, right. That tournament is a great opportunity for teams to see each other. And, I think it's helpful in seeding and everything. And, when you get to this point in the season, seeding certainly matters, but when it just the gap closes, and so you got to show up and play your game and just take care of business at that particular moment, as opposed to what happened prior.
I did not ask the question, but at least the thought occurred to me as I saw the team celebrate. I mean, the painful early exit last year, and so it's all part of the journey. I mean, the goal might be winning it all, but boy, you celebrate winning conference. You celebrate each. It's not given to you, right?
Absolutely not. And like we've said, in this area, we continue to see softball be leading the way in many divisions. And, then these kids get to know each other out of the season because they play on other teams together. And so it's kind of neat to see this part of the state be so strong, because that only builds more, builds stronger teams yet. Mm-hmm. So, the tradition doesn't graduate, and I love that.
Thank you so much for helping me out today. I had a head cold, challenging to do this broadcast, some rust on softball, but hey, we'll hopefully be better on Tuesday as well.
Practice makes perfect.
There you go. Thank you to Tammy Sloviak. Again, thank you so much to our guys back at the station, Ethan White and Sam Aberle. Thanks, guys, for getting the job done there. And again, a reminder, the drive-in graduation tomorrow, which is such a big hit. This more that you heard Mike Thompson say up here, more than 80% of the students voted for this. He told us that off the air. But and this is what they wanted, and they get it starting at 5:15 tomorrow night. Don't miss that coverage here on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com. We'll get a podcast of this broadcast up at WOGO.com. Thanks so much for listening, and please recognize and patronize our sponsors who will be mentioned here on the way out. Thanks so much again. Chi-High wins it 8-4 over New Richmond, advancing to sectional semis in Girls Division I. WOGO Sports. So long.
Thanks for listening to Chi-High Softball on WOGO. Coverage of this game has been brought to you by Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Stelter Incorporated, Royal Credit Union, Quality Propane and Quality Fuels, Provea Health, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, by Northwestern Bank, Lakeland University, Hy-Vee, Grace Home Respiratory, the Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Banner, and by Cook Chiropractic Center. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Softball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.